Select Board Meeting, August 4th, 2025, 6 p.m. This meeting is being recorded and I'll call the meeting to order. Do we have any additions or deletions?
Nothing.
So I just wanted to, have you talked to anybody about the planning board? Going to a five-man board or?
No, they did put on their survey that went out with taxes. They were asking about whether the town residents think that it should continue being a volunteer board or a hired part-time position. And we're actually getting a lot of people thinking that it should be a hired part-time position. Honestly, for liability reasons, it that might not be a bad thing. I don't know. I did message Vermont League of Cities and Towns asking them about that, and they said that if we wanted to go to a five-man board instead of seven, it would have to be voted on at town meeting. And then you would just let people naturally phase out. So, like, whenever their 3 years is up, the first two that were out, you just wouldn't replace them.
Have you been hearing?
No, my question was, I think when they combined a zoning board and a planning committee, everybody wanted to be on the board. That's why I ended up with seven people rather than three or five. It ended up being seven. They probably had three from each and needed one more to make an odd number. That's my guess. And nobody seems to know exactly why they have a seven-man board. But they're the only board that we don't pay from the town budget. So I was thinking if they went to a five-man board, then we could give them $500 a year for their service. I mean, they meet
all
once.
Of them, or the
all of them,
all of them, which would be $2,500. Or if they stay seven-man board, we give the chairperson $500 and everybody else $350.
Right,
and it comes out to about the same, not quite, but at least show some appreciation
sure.
for them to, because they're the only board that the town doesn't pay.
Okay, I agree.
So that was my. Thinking, but and I knew it had to go through town meeting if we want to change it from a seven to five, and I just wondered what their reason is. And if they did go to a five, they would have a better chance of making a quorum.
Right
now they have trouble getting enough people to have a quorum.
Yeah.
So that was just something to think about before we do our.
So essentially, we can't do anything about it until March.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's all I have. So we'll put Keith Worcester on the back burner for a minute. And I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from July 7th and July 15th select board meetings.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
So moved. Road report. Discuss removal of old bridge debris. Addition to contract or RFP from Mountain Brook.
Oh, so that first part is me, actually. We had a town resident email me wondering if when they replace the bridge at the top of the Brook Road, if they're going to take the rest of the remnants of the old bridge, because there's still, like, concrete with rebar sticking out of it and stuff like that. He's concerned that, like, neighborhood kids might get playing around down there and hurt themselves. So I checked with Matt, and Matt said that's not in our bid
Correct.
Package description or whatever. So he said he can still add it, but he wants to know if the select board wants it added.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have a jackhammer. And I don't know what Nate's.
You've already tried to.
I don't know what Nate's plans are for his project down there. Did Matt talk to Nate on that? I mean, I don't know.
It's not currently part of any of the bid specs or anything else at this point. That would be
I haven't even seen the bid specs
for what Nate's going to do. So I asked Matt if it was in there, and he said it's not.
Right. So I don't know what Nate's proposal is as far as he's taking out the embutments on each side of the road, or is he putting the culvert in between? I have no idea. But if he's going to take out them embutments, I'm sure the jackhammer people are going to jackhammer them out anyway. On Nate's bed, when he gets ready to put it out to bed.
So.
Well, Matt needs to get in touch with Nate.
If they're not used in the new setup, that they are removed. Yes.
I would assume they're going to take out those big cement embutments there anyway. Well, I don't know. That's what I mean. I'm not the designer, so I don't know what he designed there.
We know there's no bottom. So.
Right. And I know they got to put some of that culvert in the bottom. So I don't know. I know there was a footing down there and stuff, so I'm not sure what his design is. That would be a question that Matt's going to have to talk to Nate about.
Certainly don't think anybody's included anything about disposing of old pieces on any of the sites at this point. Random pieces that are just sitting there. I'm not talking about, you know, taking the old bridges, culverts, whatever you want to call them, down. That obviously you're not going to just stack them up somewhere and leave them there. So.
My theory, though, if they're going to jackhammer that out, they're going to have some put. Who's the bidder? We'll have some place to dump the debris.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's included in the bid of taking that down, it ain't gonna take them 2 seconds to jackhammer the piece that's there and throw it in the truck and move on.
But we do end up having to make that a additional item to the.
We need to talk to.
We need to see if it's in the bid.
Right. We need to have Matt talk to Nate and see if that's the scope of the plan.
Whether it's already.
It may be. And that's what I don't know.
Yep. Aren't we.
And if it ain't, then we'll go to plan B.
Aren't we due for. Where are we at on that time frame? I thought the first week of August we were supposed to be.
Yeah, he ran into a few glitches, I think, here and there. And
Nate did?
Well, permit wise, and no trees can be cut until September 30th.
And we have to be out of the water October 1st.
Yeah, right.
That's right, too. I did see that.
So.
Ridiculous.
I think I did see, though, that Nate got an extension for
he did.
2 weeks into October.
Yep.
Extension on being in the water.
And then they were checking with Glenn at Contact to see how much longer on the. Thing that we ordered.
And yeah, we got to sign something.
He said it wasn't put into production yet because they
needed
a form
signed
that we did not have.
Right.
Oh, fuck it up. Kidding me.
So that
lost
is
all that time.
Next thing, if Keith just wants to sign that second line right there. Yeah. We did not lose our spot, he said.
Yeah. Same with last week.
Yeah, so, I don't know.
It took them this long to.
It's like that telephone game when it goes from one person to another to another to another.
I hate that shit.
Yeah, it's a fact.
Okay. Overload permit.
Are you going to follow up on that tomorrow on an email? Just check with Nate on that. All right. And if it's not, then we'll come up with another plan to. We're going to have to get a jackhammer because there ain't no way we're pulling that out of there.
Well, I think if it's not in there, he said he could add it. He just wanted your permission to add it. But maybe just word it like, if it's not going to be used in the new setup, it needs to be removed.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'll talk to Matt.
Isn't there some kind of early August something or other that we're supposed to hear about?
They're contracting,
huh?
Yeah, I don't have
the
date.
Maybe it's something to do with the work we're going to have done. I don't know. Who is? Do you know who that is?
I do not.
I've never heard of him.
I don't either.
Can
I
tell you contacting? From Harrisburg, Vermont? No, it's no one I've gotten before.
Concord.
Must be they transport milk.
Here we go.
So maybe it's yeah.
Won't have much of a load. Concord fire contract.
Another thing I thought was done, but I only have Keith's signature and I need Jeff and Mike's for his. I need all of them on that one.
Well, we didn't sign anything because Keith was still
looked into it and they wouldn't change it.
They're going to leave it as is, just like that.
What was it, 4-hour minimum?
4-hour minimum if they get called. I get it, but then again, I don't.
There ends the discussion of the Concord Fire contract, or...
Okay, temporary bridge discussion.
I have been checking into this based on the opinions of Mike and John from the last meeting or thereabouts that concerned about the condition of the bridge. The temporary bridge, and I didn't particularly care for the idea of rerouting through the winter up onto Brookside, especially with John on the road. No one's going to go by. So I understand from talking to Aaron, John, you made mention to her that you thought the bridge would be all right.
I think it'd be fine.
Okay.
We do have an option if it isn't to get us through. I just don't see us spending money to put something in to take it back out. That's fine.
Okay.
It's staying. It's, unless we get a big flood, and then.
Yeah, well, making
so we can have every link everywhere.
Yeah. The state would rent us a bridge from $70 to $100 a month rent. The requirement would be that everything out from underneath the bridge needs to be removed because the Barnett Bridge that they put in was put over the top of what everybody thought was good, and it wasn't, and it heaved the whole thing. So they won't put anything in. And so on the surface, that would look like we'd have to pay for it, except that would also be what any contract would require to repair it down the road. So if it came to that and it had to be done, then the FEMA money that's being paid ahead of time would eventually pay for all of that work being torn out, other than setting the bridge and removing it. So before I proceeded any further with anybody, having spoken with Aaron and learning of John's opinion, I'd say leave it alone and don't bother doing nothing. And if it something happens, then something happens, and we do what we got to do.
Yep.
Sounds like a plan.
Yep.
Saving money already.
Well, we just, you know, you don't have to pay for it twice.
Right.
If you're getting some money ahead of time, then, you know, that could be done, but we don't have to.
Tax sale update.
All 2023s have been collected. So in the spring, I'll start on 2024.
Perfect.
So anybody ever
just send a duplicate letter?
We have some that only pay enough to keep themselves out of tax sale, yes.
So, what do we have to do to change that?
We did change it.
I think the state was actually trying to change it to give them more time. But I remember
John Morse making a...
No matter if they pay, even if they don't pay their taxes, we still have to pay the school taxes on that property. So then the town takes it.
Because it was 3 years. And I remember John getting the motion to pass to take it to 2 years. Mm-hmm. And personally, I'd love to find it. You can't pay last year's. You pay to current. Or you get a tax.
Maybe you had a big health problem or, you know.
Let them come and make a case before the board or something.
You could get 1 year behind, but like.
How much money are we talking behind? I mean, how much money are we talking for the town?
I mean, I don't know how many we still have for 2024. I'd have to update my list of 2023s all got collected without having to sell anything.
Maybe selling something would be a good thing.
I had someone show up pretty often. And I was like, oh, there isn't one. No.
To change that in any fashion would be another one of the annual meeting things.
I think the town would have to vote on it.
I'm sure. If I remember correctly, though, I think the state was trying to make it so they could get 5 years. And I was like...
Go screw.
Can you imagine?
No.
Because they would. And even when it gets to, like, 2 or 3 years, they can be up at 30% or more interest. And that's insane.
They pay it up, they should at least make some at the same time make some payment towards the 24 that they're already in arrears for a year. But I don't imagine that would be. I have one question budget wise. Legal fees.
That is all the bond bank closings. Primer, proper, double C, I don't know.
Plus some of the stuff that was done for DiCarlo's property would be part of that as well. I thought we might run over, but I was surprised at how much it was.
I mean, we should get most of it back because it's all reimbursable.
In this last week.
Nothing on the 700 and something check we're supposed to have here in
July?
A week or two, last meeting?
No, sister's got me emailing her twice a week, and she said it would be 2 to 3 weeks from submission, and I submitted it, the Thursday before.
He was talking about we were going to get paid in July 2 weeks ago.
No, she had another form that she needed me to sign, and she said she sent it on a date that I never received it. And I even went back through my emails and double-checked everything, and I never received it. So when I did receive it, I sent it right back that same day.
I'll give it a couple weeks. She'll send you another form.
Yeah.
Maybe before.
We sent you the wrong one the last time.
I'm not making any promises.
Well, that's what we're already supposed to get, plus that other check was in the wings for the fall.
I don't know.
Sorry.
Yeah. I would give you that if I had them.
My bad.
Budget order bills.
I'm assuming no response to the truck situation.
No response to what, Jeff?
The truck is out for bid.
Oh, it is?
The town
red truck.
Oh. 30-day bid?
No. It wasn't 30 days. I think they have till like August. That could have been here, but August 16th or something like that. And then I said, upon notification, we need a trigger strike and they need to move it out of here within 7 days of being notified that they won.
So the payment to Lafayette is out of the bond bank money?
I haven't touched the bond bank money yet. And I've only used about $20,000 of the credit line.
Which credit line?
The $200,000 with the
company. Oh, the latest one.
That was, yeah, when I have to pay for that culvert. I'll do that straight with the bond bank. But pretty much most of the stuff that I submitted to the Sunset were just operating costs and not FEMA stuff.
And anything to do with the garages coming out of the old money?
Apart from that, yeah. There'll be a little bit left over that we'll have to pay.
Following the town of Waterford, they want to put a gate up on the Class 4 road to keep people out.
I saw that. There's some of it. I saw it.
So, see how they make out there.
Going to get them on.
From the Waterford side, or stuff that you've heard, you mean?
We're going to hear more.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
More. John? No issues with the mowing?
Oops, there's something we forgot.
Break a hydraulic line, maybe?
Yeah, I wish.
Really?
Broke a housing.
Broke a housing?
Yeah.
How the hell hit something, you mean?
That's what I'm being blamed for. Things were done before I got here. I don't know. I guess he said he wanted us to claim on our insurance.
He don't have equipment insurance or rental?
What's that?
They don't have their own equipment insurance for rental?
Yeah, I don't. His name is Chris, and we had a pretty good conversation last Wednesday afternoon. he said he found where I had hit something with a weight on the left-hand side, and I said, you didn't find it.
No.
Hit something with a weight on the left-hand side?
Left-hand side, the weight stick out that far.
Yeah, right.
So, that was Thursday. So, I haven't heard back. Probably maybe hear more about it. But probably, I don't know, the machine has been hurt. It was down a gallon on oil Tuesday morning when I checked it. It's got a hole in the roof where somebody hit a tree and knocked something onto it. We'll see. The problem is it's probably no more rental.
If we don't pay for it, then they won't rent the machine again.
Well, they take our certificate of and they take our insurance. They have us add it to our insurance policy for the week that we have it.
Yeah. Right.
So I'm sure they can file a claim if they want to.
Yeah. I have to do that when I rent something. They get my insurance. I have to cover it on my insurance.
That thing was weeping beforehand. And they thought it broke out. That's the way it went down.
So did they bring another one or...
No.
Just didn't get it all done?
Just didn't get it all done. I had another day. Mm-hmm. Of course, if it's done, I may have to go cut some out. We put a chainsaw. Just so we can keep vision.
I think someone said they just sprayed certain spots in town.
Yeah.
Hawk, it's just lined up. Oh, shitload of hawkweed.
This is probably like
down the same drain field.
That'll wash away.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a lemon mill, I would say.
Yeah. No, just a little safety issue. You've
grown all over your lawn.
Good.
Yeah. Everything went well.
With my wife?
Yeah.
Yep.
Medically.
Yep. As far as I know. She's still walking through the house every night.
Checking on the job, Mike, at all when you had a chance here?
A couple times I've been up.
Looks good.
Yeah, they're doing a good job. Yep.
Exciting. Looks good.
Yep. I see the electrician showed up by the looks. And
yeah.
Started wiring.
Yeah, Nate was there. Not Nate, but Jeff.
Yeah. No, I think everything's going pretty well.
Some kind of an emergency meeting in August for bids?
I would say.
I certainly hope so.
As soon as we get the word, we'll. Yeah. We'll get a meeting as quick as we can.
Mm-hmm.
The next select board meeting is September 8th, 6 p.m.
That's actually the second Monday in September, but because of Labor Day, I pushed it.
Didn't want holiday pay.
So it is September 8th?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
September
8th. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
So moved.